Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Meera Sivasudhi. Now after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the Bigger Pictures Health and Living to you, live, on the ground. A whole day with the experts, debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, addressing our love affair with food, and of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Tech Talk. It's time for a Geek Squawk with Matt Armitage from culturepop.com together with Jeff Sandhu. Before they get into squawking, Jeff said got present, got giveaway.
Yes, it's actually, I will be giving away a headset next week.
Okay.
And it's worth almost 800 ringgit.
Okay.
And it's very easy to win it, but there's only one winner. Mm. So you have to tune in next week.
And I'll be giving away the head to go with it.
And I'll be the set. All right, anyways.
Okay.
A bit of a sad news to start off with this week's Geek Squawks. Ray Tomlinson is considered to be the godfather of email and has sadly passed away at the age of 74 on Monday. According to an article in the Sydney Morning Herald, he reported that Tomlinson had died of a suspected heart attack. And obviously the tech world reacted with sadness with his passing, especially because he's like a cult hero for his 1971 invention of a program called the ARPANET. It's actually the internet's predecessor that allowed people to send person-to-person messages to other computers on other servers. So that was like the first start of email, you know. So it was quite sad.
What would we have done without him? You know what I mean?
Well, I was, you know, so... Email's incredibly, incredibly important, but there are some people who are like drowning under email who are probably thinking, oh, I wish this hadn't been invented. But yeah, it is very sad when we see these figures
it's
passing.
It's a tool that has been used wrongly.
Incorrectly at times, yes.
At times, yeah. Not all the time, yeah. You know, Tomlinson was inducted into the Internet Hall of Fame in 2012, and prior to that, he has received numerous awards. So his passing is truly a sad one for the tech world. Now, to some local news and some very interesting local news as well. A cybersecurity Malaysia communications officer, Jazanul Azrik, was quoted by Harian Metro, a local Malay newspaper, to have said that there were reported cases of BOMO, or local shamans, using pictures on social media sites like Facebook to put a spell on their victims. He was quoted, and this is what he said, according to the newspaper. Do not be surprised if the BOMO themselves are getting smarter and they may have installed wireless broadband to launch their black magic. So avoid uploading pictures of yourself to avoid the threat of black magic.
This is Harian Metro.
Harian Metro.
This is a cybersecurity Malaysia communications officer.
Yes,
Azrik. Yes, this is a real thing. This isn't something that I could even have made up.
This is not something Matt Armitage decided to pick out from his head and talk about it. No. This is actually a real thing. So I think this is the best story I've came across the whole year. Because it is, I mean, it's funny to think how they could launch black magic spells using a wireless broadband.
Binary black magic.
Yeah, I think, you know, he didn't really go into the details of how black magic works with the internet world, but I think it's a topic that we should look into, yeah. Matt. Like, you know, is there, we might have stumbled upon a gold mine here.
After that crowdfunding topic, the week after?
Yes, we can look into the world of online mediums and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There is a kind of big thing on that.
It is huge.
All right, okay.
You see?
I will make a note. But I think this is interesting because, you know, we have the selfie, we have the Wi-Fi, and now we have the Bomi.
The Bomi. Have you been Bomi'd?
No, but I did Bomi Jeff earlier this week, so we're just waiting for
the... Because you have wireless broadband.
I have, yes. And it's malignant and evil broadband.
Now, it may sound silly and, you know, some people are laughing about this and all, but to some extent, you know, posting pictures of yourself or your loved one, like your kid's first day of school, can be dangerous. Not dangerous to black magic, but just to people who have, you know, bad intentions, and, you know, posting too much might just give away too much of information.
So maybe what you need to do is to get yourself a BOMO to protect yourself for the pictures you've put up of your kids. So yeah. he can actually cast a good spell on the photos so that people don't take advantage of you.
Traditionally,
so there are two sides to this.
There's a good and a bad. People use Bomo for medicines and to cure something, right? So yeah, maybe you could do the reverse way of it as well. Cyber Bomos. Anyways, Geek Tunes.
Right.
This is The Last Shadow Puppets. This is a Matt Armitage track here.
Yeah, this is Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys. This is his side project. It's kind of a chamber pop duet thing. So this is actually the lead single from their second album. This is Bad Habits on BFM 89.9 FM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.